back to the Swan's Fine Home Studio for more Mugs in the Morning on KODY.
And welcome back to KODY's Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Always good to have our good friend George Lobby in the studio. George,
hey, good to be here.
Good to see you as always.
Yeah, good to be here.
We welcome in City Councilman Andrew Lee joining us to discuss his candidacy for mayor of North Platte. Andrew, how's it been going?
It's been going pretty good, all things considered.
It's an interesting time, and it's interesting out on the campaign trail. I mean, the campaign trail is almost completely virtually and I guess a little bit of digital, some radio mixed in, but it's tough. You can't go door to door like you have in the past when you ran for public office.
Yeah, I did some of that. I started it in March. Maybe I should have started in January. I just didn't want to burn people out too early, but apparently, you know, had I known that this was all going to come down like this, I would have started in January.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've just tried to stick to a lot of social media work. About every 10 days or so, running a question and answer, you know, on Facebook for people to be able to ask questions as they have questions, which people generally do. A lot of times they message and they just want an answer immediately, unfortunately. You know, they won't let me stockpile the questions until such a date. But, you know, it's trying to find new, unique ways to get out to talking to, or at least create enough discussion to get people to talk about you, so...
It's definitely interesting on the campaign trail. It's not like it's ever been before, that's for sure, but at least we have that digital communication where people can do their research on the computer about each one of these candidates, and they can interact with each individual, like you mentioned. People can reach out, message you on the Facebook, reach out to you at your cell phone and say, Andrew, if elected, what are you going to do about A, B, and C, or what's your theories on X and Y, or whatever?
You know... Speaking of that, you know, just a real quick fun story for you is after our city council meeting last week where we discussed the ceding of all city police powers to the West Central Health District, by the way, I was not really thrilled about that.
That was a divisive issue. Or
It wasn't good. Well, the next
vote.
3-4. Gosh, the next day I get this message on my phone. Guy texts me, goes, you know, I'm in the third ward, you represent me, and I'm really disappointed in our city leaders for spatial distancing or social distancing enough. He goes, there's not 6 feet in front of you, and he sends me a picture from the city council meeting from one of the media outlets. And it shows, I think Glenn might have, like, veered over, or I must have veered over, and we weren't quite 6 foot apart from each other. We may have been five. I was like, I assure you, we have people in one room, we have more people in the other, there's no more than 10 allowed in the chambers.
Yep.
We have somebody counting at the door, so that one visitor that wants to come talk to us in person, they have to cycle in and out of the room. There's chairs in the hallway.
My goodness.
You know, I mean, it's quite an elaborate setup, and I really commend them for being able to try to figure a way to make sure we have a full quorum in the council chambers. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the people that we need from the city staff to be able to answer questions when we have them, and to get the other people accommodated, you know, over video meeting and questions, which has been its own fun piece, you know. But, you know.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to have a meeting, and you got to figure out a way to make it work. And I agree. I think they've done a great job of trying to get the meeting held under safe conditions.
And I think it's really important to continue to do meetings and show a strong face. You know,
mm-hmm.
And that's something that I would look to try to continue on. Is, you know, it's just you have to continue that presence. You know,
definitely.
It's not business as usual, but it's. We got to keep maintaining the city. And I think that the state legislature probably made a mistake when they shut down. To me, it was. You know, you show that we are going to lead on these issues. And, you know, them saying, nope, we're not going to do anything, and then coming back for a quick special session to make a quick couple votes and pass through some stuff for the governor and then leave again, you know.
Well,
I think it's important to show a really strong face to the general public. You know, like, this is how we're, you know, we're still going to take care of you. We're going to take care of the needs that arise. You know, we're going to triage it, the fluffy stuff that doesn't need to be talked about. You know, mm-hmm. We probably can get away with. And
well, if it wasn't for the council meeting, we wouldn't have much attention given to this health decision, health department authority that they've gained in this process. And so had a healthy debate about it and got it out in front of the public. And get the public a chance to weigh in, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
so that probably wouldn't have happened if we hadn't had a council meeting.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, it's, I don't even know how many people are watching on Zoom and stuff like that or watching on the TV station. I really don't get numbers on it, but, you know, I hope a lot of people get to learn about it and get to learn about the issues, and, you know, at least we can create some public discussion.
Well, we were there, we were watching, and we had some vigorous debate on our website about it. And
good.
So, yeah, that's what the media's for.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And that's what the council's for.
And, you know, again, that's one of those things that I think that you just have to continue on when you have these kind of circumstances. I mean, the closest model we have to a circumstance of this is 1920, you know.
Right.
So the media was a little bit different, and our ability to communicate was a little bit different. So it's really important. I know some other cities didn't do and follow a lot of that. You know, Kearney decided to use their Board of Health, you know, and reconvene it and reconfigure it to make it work, and other cities did the same thing. They didn't feel comfortable in doing what the city of North Platte ended up deciding to do. You know, so it's just, you know, I went around and talked to a bunch of other cities. I was like, look, what did you guys do? And they're like, well, they tried to do the same thing to us. And mm-hmm. either they said yes or they said no. You know, I mean, that's just,
right.
I'm just not sure it's a very effective way.
So if
well, we always have spirited debate in Western Nebraska too.
It's yeah, little, well,
we're a little
like
more
to fight
individual
out here.
Yeah, we like to fight.
Well,
we
stick
oh,
up, stick up for
my bad.
Stick up for individual rights anyway. I think,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
Don't just take things lying down. And,
I agree.
No, civil liberties and civil, you know, and your ability yeah. to make individual choices for yourself is really, really important for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not big into. I mean, you know, like when we come down to, like, you start talking about some of those things, like, oh, can I do this on my land and not do that on my land? You know, you try to come up with a really broad, like, my hope is, you know, you come up with a really broad consensus on those things, like, oh, yeah, well, you can do this, you can't do this, and it, you know, for the most part, if it's your land and it doesn't infringe upon your neighbor's ability to enjoy their land, we probably are going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my general philosophy on a lot of it. But, gosh, it, you know, those kind of things, protecting people's rights and stuff like that is really, really important to me. And so at least I got a chance to speak up. And, you know, there's a lot of people that I know that have been talking about it about around town after that. So,
yeah.
A lot
you
of
know,
buzz with it.
You're the one candidate in the race that's got a lot of experience down at City Hall.
Yeah, I know, and I'm the youngest one. Isn't that weird?
That's is. That is kind of, how long have you been on the council?
Yeah, I'm working on my final eighth and
right year.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I was
hard
on there.
To believe
I started,
it's already been eight, though.
Yeah. I started when I was 25, you know, and there was a lot of learning curve there. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't think, you know, a lot of people don't realize, well, you can just get in there, you just start doing things. And it's, unfortunately, cities are so handcuffed by the state. You know, you're mm-hmm. only allowed to do what the state allows you to do explicitly through law. You know, it's, just because it's not mentioned in law doesn't mean you get to do it, you know. And that's mm-hmm. against the law. So. Unless you're Omaha or Lincoln, then you have special privileges and rights and things like that that you get to supersede a lot of
yeah.
state requirements for them. North Platte is...
Whatever to them.
I like it.
Sorry, Gene. Sorry, Larry on. But, you know, you guys get to do your own thing. We have to follow a set of rules out in the rest of the world. And
well, it's a big thing. It's a kind of a big ship.
Yeah.
You can't just get right in and start turning it where you want it to go.
You know, and that's the one thing is hopefully, you know, I'll be able to cut a lot of that out and we can start pretty quick off the bat. You know, I've at least seen some of those things and a lot of my learning curve should be a lot shorter than other
people.
Somebody's
just walking in.
Yeah. Yeah.
The transition from city council to the mayor's office you would think would be a smooth one. Now, obviously, there's going to be a couple bumps in the road, but that is a smooth transition, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, at least I already have a relationship with a lot of the department heads and kind of know who they are and what they think and where they're at on a lot of that stuff. Obviously, we're changing several of those here late in the
year.
So the ninth inning, we're putting in some pinch hitters. But, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, I love some of the hires. You know, I think Public Works Department.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Groseth.
Yeah, he's awesome. That guy is
great guy.
Him and I will sit and talk about North Platte's parks for an hour, and then all of a sudden an hour of my work day was gone. I'm like, I'm sorry, Lane. He's like, it's okay. You know?
He's a great, great man. We're blessed to have Lane.
And I love the new chief of police, you know. He's mm-hmm. really shaken up a lot of things and tried to bring some new ideas, which, you know, I wrote an editorial out to the other place over there.
The competitor?
Yeah.
The Bulletin's competitor.
Yeah, sorry, George.
No, that's all right. They're out there. We
I
know
sent
that.
It out there, and I wanted to send it, and I was like, you know, I think North Platte needs to get outside of our comfort zone, where we've had police chiefs out of the side of the same line for close to 50-something years, and look outside the box and get some new fresh ideas, and they did. And I'm not saying I had anything to do with it, but I'm glad that they did. And you know, I think it's worked out pretty well. You know, I think he's brought some new ideas, some different ideas, and that's really helped. And
but you did have to approve the recommendations.
We did.
And you voted to approve it. I think it was unanimous.
I think it was
unanimous vote.
And we had a conversation. You know, him and I had a good conversation before that vote. You know, we talked on the phone for about an hour, I think. And you know, I got to ask him some questions and different things like that, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. So,
now, Andrew, we're talking a little bit about the city council side of things, which obviously ties directly into your mayoral candidacy. But can you tell us why you decided to run for so 8 terms ago, 8 years ago nearly?
8 years ago. 2 terms, 8 years, four score, 7 years. No. I came back and I wanted to get involved in somewhere where I could be able to plug in really, really well. And so North Platte, coming back home, kind of made more sense to do that than to try to move to a big city somewhere and try to raise up that way. It appealed to me more, so I came back. I ran because I saw, hey, look, our city council, including as my phone's going off my pocket. glad I had that on silent, but I had a lot of people. You know, there was a lot of people on the council, and my predecessor on the council was Dan McGuire. He'd been there for 32 years when I ran against him. At the time, that was longer than I've been alive. That's how old I am now, for reference sake. You know, there was a lot of experience on the council at that point in time. You're talking most people on there, a lot of them had been on there for 20-something years, 30 years. You know, you had Jerry Stoll, you had Dan McGuire, you had Jim and Carmen had just gotten on there a term before me. And then
Glenn Peterson, I think, was on at that time.
Glenn Peterson got back on, and he had been on previously on the city council and had run for election again to get back on, same year as me. So he's on his second, he's on his third, fourth, whatever it is. You know, there's a lot of experience.
You really felt motivated to get involved in public service.
Yeah, so I wanted to get involved and try to help make some of those decisions. And we've changed the ship. I mean, my very first vote on the city council, or very first night on our meetings, we actually had a 4-4 tie vote over recycling, which will be coming back up for city council nonetheless. Uh-huh. Here in June. So, and then we also had other conversations. You know, my very first year we had the budget where we deadlocked out 4-4 on the city budget in terms of not approve the city budget over tax hikes. And I voted against the tax hikes, saying, let's look at cuts. And ever since then, the city council has been fairly conservative on that front.
The budget's been pretty conservative.
Yeah, we've kept it really, really conservative. Our numbers have stayed pretty flat, and we've cut the property tax. I did some model on my Facebook page. If you look at the tax portion of it, the post I put out, the tax rate in the area here has actually gone down quite a bit.
Really?
We used to be a lot higher, and now we're actually below the state average here.
The levy.
Yeah, the levy is below the state average here, and I can't control what the county assessor does. That is actually the state's fault, and, you know, if you really have a big problem, you know, call Mike Groney and let him know that you think the formula is whack and you're tired of the outrageous growth in property values, but because that's where that can be fixed. It unfortunately can't be fixed on a local level. All we can do is control our one lever of that. And we've tried to keep grinding that down a little bit as we can. And we're below the state average now, you know. And I think with the failure of the school override, you're going to see that go significantly down.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we can do a little bit more work, a little more tweaking over the next 4 years, if I'm elected, then, you know, I kind of talked about a little bit of a tax reform plan, you know, which will put the onus trying to put it on the people who are traveling through North Platte and visiting North Platte, and try to get it away off the people that are just always living here. So that way the money will be hopefully back in your stay in your pockets here.
Yeah.
And then the money that the city is using is money that's people traveling through from Kearney to Denver, or Denver to Omaha, or
going up to the Dakotas, going to Oklahoma. Who knows?
You don't realize how many people from Minnesota and Wisconsin stay in North Platte on their way to Colorado.
Yeah. Chief Hudson was saying last week we had folks from Canada here looking at the Sandhill Cranes.
Yeah,
Canada, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of people that travel through this town that most people in town never know about. And as bad as it sounds, the more money we can, you know, take from other areas or even other countries like Canada, I have no problem with. And we can use that here to work on our roads and work on our playground equipment at our parks to try to, renovate our parks, because you know, they're cookie cutter parks from the 80s right now. We're slowly getting it done. I've talked with Lane a lot. I think him and I have a pretty good idea of ways that we can get around trying to get some of that redone a little bit faster than we have been. You know, we're staying on top of our police car rotation in terms of getting those replaced, because they put on a lot of miles and they're not normal cars. That's why I'm glad we moved to SUVs. I asked for SUVs for a long time. The reason being, they're on a truck frame. Truck frames hold a lot more weight than a car frame that's loaded down with a ton of equipment. Mm-hmm. So right. the wear and tear on them should be a lot less on those SUVs. You know, we finally got a new fire truck. I asked for, it took me all the way until last year, we finally got the new fire truck when we've been having fire truck problems here in North Platte. They were 25, 30 something years old, all of them. We had a problem with them breaking down. We were spending so much money with them going into the shop, you know, to get repaired all the time. I had firefighters telling me just last week that they were glad that their trucks are not in the shop with that new truck. Their new ambulances, they're not in the shop all the time. So that frees up money and time in our shop department to be able to work on other projects and not just trying to triage, you know, and make sure that our fire trucks and ambulances are working and our police cars are working. You know, so there's a lot of things you can do to be more efficient. And finally, North Platte has new counting software, so hopefully we can keep a lot better track of that. And like, okay, look, this car here is costing more than what a new car would cost us in payments to get. It means it's time to replace it. You know what I mean? Those are the kind of things you have to look at. You know, so for me, budgeting-wise, looking at the budget, if I'm become mayor, it's going to be, you know, we'll start from zero. We'll start from scratch. That's how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, look, we have these things that need replaced. These things that would be nice, you know, and we'll start to work up from salary, staffing, sure, all those different things for these different departments. Do we need to shuffle some people around from different departments to these departments, you know, to meet the needs of what's going on here? And that's kind of how I do it, you know. I mean, I, if we can be a little bit more efficient, great, fantastic, you know. If we can't, then, you know, we'll try to keep it level and flat and not cause any major problems. I can tell you that road-wise here, I was just talking, trying to figure out some answers, how much money North Platte needs to spend on roads, and it's millions and millions and millions of dollars a year, and we're not putting the money into that. So if you're really worried about roads, you know, I can tell you, you know, it'd be nice if we could get, we're spending about $500,000 a year on roads, excluding bond projects,
mm-hmm,
you know, in the city budget in terms of maintaining. Mm-hmm. We probably need to be closer, you know, to $5, $8, $10 million a year working on roads, so we're way underfunding that department in terms of working on our roads. You know, there's a lot of different things we have to make decisions on.
It seems like the city's got a big challenge ahead of it to try to raise revenue and still keep property taxes low.
Yeah.
Or lower, hopefully, and it's a big challenge.
Yeah. Now, we do have to wrap up, Andrew, but looking forward to having you back on the program again tomorrow morning. And if folks want to get additional information from you about your candidacy and your campaign, how can they do so?
Yeah, Lead for North Platte, Facebook page. I think my phone number's on there. If not, you know, they can message me and I'll give it to them. They're more than welcome to talk to me. I'll pick up while I'm at work as long as I have reception. And, you know, they can do that. They can go to the website, leadformp.com. You can get a hold of me several different ways. You can go to the city website and pull my information down too if you really want to.
Uh-huh.
So I'm out there.
You're accessible.
Well, thank you, Andrew. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning here on KODY.
Thank you.